your weekend.
Saturday Breakfast with Matt Webb.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So some would say these are the European elections we shouldn't really be having, because you may have heard many times the Prime Minister Theresa May was saying that we were going to leave the European Union on the 29th of March. That didn't happen. There was obviously a short extension, and there has been another extension to the 31st of October, of course, that being Halloween. So, of course, the European elections are going to be taking place. Polling stations open this coming Thursday, and joining me in the studio to chew over what's happening in the European elections so far, the current polling, and what's going to be happening across the east of England, it's the local political commentator Phil Rogers. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So first of all, Phil, it's interesting looking at the national picture, because if you look at the most recent polling by YouGov, it puts the Brexit Party way ahead of most of the other parties.
That's right, but that's kind of the only consistent thing about the polls, really. They really are all over the place. They are showing leads for the Brexit Party, and the most recent YouGov poll gave them 35%, which of course is still only about a third of the vote, and actually put the Lib Dems second on 16, which I'm sure they're very pleased about, just ahead of Labour on 15, and the Conservatives way back in fifth on 9 points behind the Greens. But on the other hand, there was a Servation poll yesterday which showed Labour just 6 points behind Brexit, Conservatives third, Lib Dems fourth, Greens way back in 4%. So they're kind of all over the place, really.
But if you look at the Brexit Party in particular, it's only been going for, what, 5 weeks? Nigel Farage announced it 5 weeks ago, and it seems to have taken the country by storm. I know they've been doing lots of meetings right across the country. There was one in Peterborough a couple of days ago. And obviously there's Change UK as well, which is also quite a new party. Why do you think the Brexit Party have sort of taken a big foothold compared to Change UK in particular?
Well, I think the European elections are really the ultimate protest vote, and a lot of the Leave voters clearly swung behind Nigel Farage and the Brexit Party. The Conservatives are really suffering, and I think a lot of people have transferred their allegiance to them. But we have to remember that back in 2014, UKIP actually won the European elections. They finished ahead of the other parties for the first time in a national poll for, well, forever, really. But then the very next year in the general election, they only won one seat. So,
but they got 4 million votes, didn't they?
They certainly polled pretty highly, but because it was kind of spread out, they didn't really make the breakthrough in Parliament. I mean, whether we'll see something different this time, it's impossible to tell. The one thing we've learned from politics in recent years is it's all pretty unpredictable at the moment.
And the Labour Party, a lot of people say that their position on Brexit hasn't been made clear, especially with Jeremy Corbyn. What do you make of where they're polling at the moment?
Well, again, they do seem to be up in one poll and down in the next. Locally, they're very much campaigning on a Remain message for Cambridge, at least. And in other areas of the country, that's kind of a bit more nuanced. But I think they are suffering because they're perceived as trying to be all things to all people.
And the Green Party also polling pretty high.
Yes, they were definitely up in the local elections, as we saw recently. Clearly, environmental issues very much in the news at the moment, so they've benefited as well.
We've touched upon UKIP already. Do we expect the vote to be there? Most of their vote to be picked up by the Brexit Party? Is that what pollsters are saying?
It's very much looking that way. Yes, they're really down in the also-rans now, and they seem to have kind of moved off to the far right to some extent. And the Brexit Party has really taken most of their vote away.
And if we look at the situation across the east of England, it's interesting how the European elections happen, because it's done on proportional representation, isn't it?
That's right. Election geeks like me get very excited about this sort of thing. There's a thing called the De Hondt divisor, which splits up the various seats in each region between the parties according to how many votes they've got. It does tend to favour larger parties a little bit, but it is more proportional than first past the post. So smaller parties are in with a chance of getting seats.
Because, of course, yes, you're not voting for one candidate, although if you have got a candidate you particularly like, obviously you can vote for their party, but you're standing on a party ticket rather than an individual ticket. Obviously, the exception to that is a couple of independent candidates, for example.
That's right. There's 8 party lists in the east of England. There's one independent candidate as well. He's kind of effectively a party list of one. And then you just get one vote for one party, and then the seats are shared out roughly in proportion.
And we've seen quite a few activists out from the various different parties, from the Brexit Party right the way to UKIP. What struck you so far across the east of England with the campaigning and the, some would say, the electioneering that's been taking place?
Well, I mean, here in Cambridge, To be honest, it's been a bit more low-key, I think, than the local elections. I certainly haven't noticed quite so much stuff on social media. It's kind of a little bit amusing that previously people were saying, particularly, I think, from the Labour Party, what a great reception they were getting on the doorstep. They're not quite saying that so much. I think they may be getting a bit of pushback. The Lib Dems are very enthusiastic. I probably shouldn't repeat their election slogan on air, but Stop Brexit is the politer version of it. And they've certainly been out on the streets, and you see quite a lot of their posters up and about. So they're trying to position themselves as the main Remain party, and though they are struggling to do that a bit, I think.
It's interesting because the Brexit Party are using the slogan Change Politics for Good. It's interesting using the name Change, because that's obviously being used in Change UK's name, obviously Chukwuemeinu, Heidi Allen's party.
Yes, I mean, Change UK have really struggled to make much impact, I think. When they first emerged on the scene, there were one or two opinion polls in which they did pretty well, but they've also been pretty much down among the also-rans. So whether they'll pick up again or whether that's it for them, it's hard to say.
Do you think that's because a number of other parties are standing on Remain tickets, or at least a lot of the candidates are people who want second referendums or want to overturn the Brexit result in particular?
Yes, I think so. I mean, there's certainly a wide variety of parties for the Remain voter to choose between, whereas the Brexit vote is clearly being much more concentrated just on the Brexit party.
And what are your predictions for the East of England? Do you predict that it's going to be very much a Brexit party win for the East of England, or do you think it's going to be a Remain win? How do you think it's going to pan out over the course of the next week?
Well, across the region as a whole, and it's sort of six counties in the East of England and about 5-6 million voters, I think, I would expect that Remain might get 3 of the 7 seats, maybe 4 if they're doing very well, but probably 3 more likely. And then it'll really be a toss-up for the remaining seats between the other parties. I think we'll see Conservative losses. They got three seats last time, and they're likely to go down. The Lib Dems may creep back in. We shall see. It's going to be an interesting evening on Sunday.
Do you think that the MEPs or the newly elected MEPs will end up sitting in the European Parliament? Because there seems to be a question whether they'll get elected and as to whether they'll actually take their seats. What do you think will happen there?
Well, if I knew what was going to happen with Brexit, I would be cleaning up on the betting markets. It's really hard to tell. I think the next thing that's likely to happen in national politics is that we'll see a Conservative leadership election. I don't think Theresa May is going to hang on very much longer. And it's likely that we'll get a more pro-hardline Brexit leader coming through. But we still have a majority in the Commons who really are not in favour of a hard Brexit. So quite how that resolves itself is hard to say.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I was watching a number of news programmes the other day. I was watching Question Time on BBC One, and a lot of people were saying that, yes, the party leader might change, but it doesn't change the arithmetic in the House of Commons.
That's right, that's right. And still the country is very much polarised. I mean, I was at the Hustings event on Thursday at Great St Mary's, which had candidates from all the different parties, and I think it was the Conservative who asked people there how many of them had voted Leave, and there were several hundred people in the hall, and I didn't see anyone put their hands up. So that's kind of a bit of an indication of how polarised the debate is.
I was watching the tweeting, because of course it was the Hustings were chaired by Cambridge 105 Radio's Julian Clover, of
very
course.
Well too, yes.
And it's interesting what a number of the party candidates were saying. Was there anything that really stuck out for you with what was said?
I don't think anything was a big surprise. There was a surprising amount of concentration on, well, not surprising, but there was a good deal of concentration on environmental issues and a surprising amount of hostility to climate change and global warming from the UKIP candidate, who very much feels that it's all a bit of a hoax. Clearly that wasn't the opinion of the audience in the hall, but I suppose...
I'm sure the Green Party candidate has something to say about that in particular.
Yes, absolutely, and she very much had the audience with her, I think.
And finally... The way this all happens with the European elections, it's slightly different to a general election or a local election, because, of course, the polling stations open on Thursday, but the result is declared on Sunday. Why is that?
Yes, that's right. Well, we vote on Thursday because we like voting on Thursday, and we've always voted on Thursday, and we're going to vote on Thursday till the crack of doom. That's what we do in the UK. But in other countries in Europe, they have a tradition of voting on Sundays, so we don't actually count our votes till Sundays on the, I guess, slightly spurious grounds that what happens in the UK might influence the voting elsewhere. But it's kind of all fair enough. So the ballot papers sit in their boxes for 3 days, and then everybody breaks them open on Sunday evening and sees what's happened.
And of course, the local count is happening for the East of England in Chelmsford, so just down the road there. And of course, results will come through on a Sunday night, and I suppose we'll get a resounding result on Monday morning first thing. Is that what we're expecting?
Yes, we should. We should have the picture by then, I think. I think Scotland may take a little bit longer to count, but usually we know by Monday morning what's happened.
Excellent stuff. Well, Phil, thank you very much for coming in this morning and talking all things European elections. Of course, if you want to listen to coverage of the European elections hustings, which took place the other night, that's tomorrow afternoon from 12 through until 1. And of course, a full list of all the candidates standing for all the different parties across the East of England can be found online. Phil Rogers, thank you very much.
Thank you.